From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A new report finds that confidence that home builders have in the housing market has risen somewhat after being flat for 2 months. The National Association of Home Builders says its index of builder sentiment is up more than 7% this month, up to a reading of 16. The index measures builders' take on current home sales and their expectations of sales over the next 6 months. Any reading below 50 is considered a poor outlook. But the group says builders are starting to see flickers of interest among potential home buyers. The government is set to release the latest report on the health of the construction industry this week. Jacob Goldstein with NPR's Planet Money team in New York says the readout follows a surge in home construction in August.
These numbers coming out tomorrow are called housing starts. In simple terms, it means how many new houses and apartments construction crews started building in September. By historical standards, housing starts have been really low for the past several months, and they'll likely be really low again.
So that sounds like a bad thing, is it?
It's definitely bad in terms of jobs in the construction industry. The industry has lost more than 1 million jobs over the past several years, and low housing starts means those jobs aren't likely to come back anytime soon. On the other hand, there's this glut of houses on the market, and low housing starts are actually a good thing in terms of that because it helps those houses get sold off, helps the market clear, and hopefully means it will return to something resembling normal before too long.
That's NPR's Jacob Goldstein with the NPR Planet Money team in New York. Truck drivers in France are joining the protest against the French government's plan to raise the minimum retirement age to 62. Eleanor Beardsley reports that the clash between the unions and the government is now affecting the French economy.
Television news showed convoys of trucks blocking highways and workers chaining shut the doors of an oil refinery. France's 12 oil refineries are blocked today, and gasoline shortages are being reported around the country. Last night, Prime Minister François Fillon reiterated that the government would not back down on the reform and that there would be no fuel crisis.
Le droit de grève, ça n'est pas le droit d'empêcher l'accès.
The right to strike doesn't mean you can block oil depots. That's illegal, he said. We'll do what we have to, but we won't let France be paralyzed by this movement. Opponents of the retirement reform say it unfairly puts the burden on the backs of workers. A general strike and nationwide demonstrations, the sixth in a month, are set for tomorrow. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
To gain a majority in the Senate, Republicans will probably need to win at least one state that usually goes Democratic. That could be Washington State, where incumbent Patty Murray is trying to fend off a strong Republican challenge to her U.S. Senate seat.
I know how to make those tough, responsible cuts, and I know that we can't promise tax cuts to the wealthiest Americans and balance our budget.
Murray in a debate with opponent Dino Rossi on KMOC-TV. This is NPR News from Washington. Industrial production has declined a bit, easing back 0.2% in September. It was the first drop in industrial production since last summer. Analysts say with consumer demand weak, it's not surprising that manufacturing would level off. Facebook is promising to fix a privacy breach affecting tens of millions of users on the social networking site. The Wall Street Journal reports many of Facebook's most popular applications have been sending user personal information to dozens of advertising firms, even for users who set their privacy settings at the highest level. A Facebook spokesman says the company is taking steps to dramatically limit the exposure of users' personal information. A new report finds that donations to the country's largest charities fell by 11% last year. NPR's Renita Jablonski reports that's the biggest one-year decline in two decades.
It sounds like Senator Murray is the second.
The ranking from the Chronicle of Philanthropy shows the sharpest drop in giving since it began keeping a tally. The report is called the Philanthropy 400. The United Way tops the list, with the Salvation Army at number two. Both organizations continue to dominate the ranking despite last year's declines. The Salvation Army saw contributions fall more than 8%. The group is working to attract younger donors. Along with its traditional Red Kettle campaign, it signed on to receive text message donations in time for the Christmas holiday season. Only four charities in the top 10 reported increased contributions. Renita Jablonski, NPR News, Washington.
A powerful typhoon that's pounding the Philippines is being blamed for at least three deaths so far. The storm has been knocking out power and communications in a northern province of the country. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington. Support.